For WKNO News in Memphis, I'm Christopher Blank. Roughly 100,000 Shelby County school students will be getting new computer devices in the fall. The $11 million plan to issue tablets and laptops and even create Wi-Fi hotspots aims to narrow the digital divide and adapt to the coronavirus. Still, board members are concerned about how to get thousands of kids online, many for the first time. From the University of Memphis's Institute for Public Service Reporting, Natasha Sanyanovich has the story.
Scott McCormick was the only school board member to vote against the plan. While he wants every Shelby County student to have a computer, he'd like to begin with a smaller pilot program.
Take those homes, those 15,000, which is probably 20 to 25,000 students, because a lot of households will have more than one child, and start with that.
A survey found 15,000 district homes, about a quarter of all students, lack a computer device or internet. McCormick also says that while there's federal stimulus money for devices now, administrators may not have it for the long term.
I don't think they have any idea what all the issues are. I don't. I don't even know the questions to ask at this point.
But administrators say they need to order the devices now, since manufacturers will likely be strapped to supply districts nationwide. Already, students will receive them gradually throughout the fall. School board member Stephanie Love says she'd like to know more about the district's past experience mixing in-person and online classes, also known as blended learning. She says in 2014, the district tried something similar on a smaller scale.
I wish they would have given us the data on those 10 schools as to what were some of the challenges, what were some of the, the successes.
Other questions board members have include how to guarantee consistent Wi-Fi for some of the city's poor neighborhoods, who will train the thousands of parents, kids, and teachers to use the devices, and how. Despite these and other concerns, Commissioner Love is encouraged to hear the digital divide being addressed across the country, finally.
If we don't do something about it, it's no longer being complacent. It turns to being criminal because we have an obligation to do what is right.
She does wish it hadn't taken a global pandemic to get many Shelby County kids the same resources that other students have been receiving for years. For the Institute for Public Service Reporting, I'm Natasha Sinyanovich.
This is 91.1 More News at WKNOFM.org.